Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little stoic wisdom sprinkled in. Ever feel like you're constantly giving without getting much back? Like a leaky faucet, slowly draining your energy and focus? Well, buckle up because today we're diving into the powerful art of setting healthy boundaries, those invisible lines that protect your sanity, boost your success, and ultimately lead to a more fulfilling life. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Boundaries, isn't that a bit? Richard, too serious? Listen, boundaries aren't about being cold or shutting people out. Think of them as the sturdy walls around a beautiful garden. They define the space, protect what's precious, and allow for growth and beauty to flourish. So, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build those walls like a pro. 1. Know your values. Before you can set boundaries, you need to know what truly matters to you. Think about your core values: integrity, creativity, personal time, family connection, whatever fuels your soul and makes life feel meaningful. When you're clear on your values, it becomes easier to say no to things that don't align with them. It's like having a compass guiding your decisions, keeping you true to your inner North Star. 2. Communicate clearly and respectfully. Setting boundaries isn't about being passive-aggressive or sending cryptic messages. It's about clear, direct communication. You can practice saying things like, "I appreciate you asking, but I need to prioritize my own well-being right now," or "While I'm happy to help sometimes, I'm feeling overwhelmed and need to decline this request." Remember, a kind and respectful tone goes a long way. Boy, start small. Don't try to hold your entire life in one day. Start with small, manageable boundaries. Maybe it's saying no to that extra meeting after work or turning off notifications during dinner. As you gain confidence, you can gradually set more significant boundaries. Think of it like building a muscle. The more you practice, the stronger it gets. 4. Don't be afraid to repeat yourself. Sometimes people need gentle reminders. If someone keeps pushing your boundaries, don't hesitate to reiterate your limits calmly and assertively. It's like reinforcing those garden walls. A little extra effort ensures they stand strong. 5. Practice self-compassion. Setting boundaries can be challenging, especially if you're used to putting others first. Be kind to yourself along the way. Celebrate your successes, acknowledge your struggles, and remember that it's a journey, not a destination. You know that feeling when you agree to one more thing, then another, and suddenly you're drowning in commitments. Your energy is depleted, you're stressed, and you can barely keep up. That's what happens when we don't establish healthy boundaries. But imagine this. You wake up feeling energized, you have time for the things that matter most to you, and you feel a sense of control over your schedule and commitments. That's the power of setting boundaries. It's like reclaiming your time, your energy, and ultimately, your life. Take my word for it, learning to say no is one of the most empowering things you can do. So, how do we put all this into practice? Remember that leaky faucet analogy I mentioned earlier? Well, imagine plugging those leaks of clear, firm boundaries. Say no to that extra project at work if it means sacrificing your valuable personal time. Decline invitations that don't align with your values. Learn to delegate tasks and share the workload. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about creating space for what truly matters and investing in your well-being. By doing so, you not only improve your own life, but also inspire others to do the same. So, let's recap. Know your values, communicate clearly, start small, repeat yourself when needed, and practice self-compassion throughout the process. Setting boundaries is an ongoing journey, a continuous act of self-love and respect. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're going to set today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media channels. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, remember, you deserve to live a life that is both fulfilling and authentic. And don't forget, no is a complete sentence. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.